Today I thought we'd talk about happiness. There's this common misconception that people usually adopt, thinking that happiness has no place in Islam, which is contrary to what it really is. There's a hadith, I believe, from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where His Eminence says that celebrate and have fun, because I don't want people to think that you're dry and boring and stiff. I don't want people to think that your religion is depressing. Those were not his actual words. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But the gist of it is basically that even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was famous for always sporting a smile and being amiable and approachable and happy looking all the time, advised us to celebrate and do things that make us happy and make us feel lively and vivacious, inspire us and motivate us to wake up in the morning and have something to look forward to. It's a natural human need to feel and be happy, and more than that, make other people happy, right? But we have to understand, like many other things, many other material things, because at the end of the day, happiness is also material. Unless we experience a sort of spiritual enlightened happiness, which we'll discuss some other time, but like every other material thing, happiness is not an objective, right? A lot of people who spend their entire lives in pursuit of happiness are often the most miserable people. Because at the end of the day, this world, this material contingent world, is not designed and equipped to cater to all our needs, especially our spiritual needs, especially those needs that make us feel complete, give us meaning and fulfillment. Those are the things that we have to search for in the realm beyond, in a more spiritual, on a more spiritual scale. Sure, certain things like going out to a halal gathering or party with your loved ones, your family, your friends, going to a theme park, watching a good halal movie, going to a nice halal restaurant, all of these things can, you know, make us happy and give us that dose of oxytocin or dopamine or serotonin that we so absolutely need for our survival. But at the end of the day, how many times did I say halal in those sentences? It's very important for us who are trying to be productive, practicing, moral, ethical Muslim youth, to align all of our needs, albeit biological and innate, with the instructions of Islam, right? So Islam totally allows us to be happy. When it talks about heaven and the reward of the believers in the hereafter, Allah promises them happiness because He knows that's what we yearn for deep down inside. But because this world cannot cater to all of our needs, He tells us, or He inspires us, to look forward to it through good acts that will bring about happiness, eternal happiness in the hereafter. Right, so we have to align our needs with the instructions of Islam, and Islam that tells us happiness is okay also tells us how to be happy. So number one, happiness was to do things for our hereafter, right? And in fact, there's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam that tells us real happiness is whatever you can gain for your hereafter, and real sorrow, real loss, is whatever you do to damage your hereafter, right? Another point we need to understand regarding happiness that we mentioned in the beginning of our discussion is that it's not a goal, it's a means, right? When you feel better, you do better things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to navigate through life for the sole purpose of reaching happiness. What we should really be chasing after, what we should really be trying to develop within ourselves, especially according to the teachings of Islam, is a state of peace and contentment. Because that's really just as good as happiness. In fact, it's even better. Because once we develop contentment within ourselves and we're content and radi, satisfied with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are basically untouchable. Our happiness does not depend on whether or not life goes my way. Our happiness is now tied down to what makes Allah happy, what He's satisfied with for me. And that helps us in so many aspects, whether it's our spirituality, whether it's our physical well-being, our intellectual well-being, and how we are able to treat other people. Once I tie down my happiness with Allah's happiness, I will go above and beyond myself to make other people happy, because I know that's where Allah's satisfaction lies in. Once I am happy with what Allah's happy, certain inconveniences and troubles and turmoils in life won't stir up a storm in me and won't bring about a dark cloud of depression and distress and hopelessness above me that constantly rains on my parade of happiness. So with all that said, bottom line, Islam is totally cool with your happiness, but if in order to really be happy, we have to align our happiness with Islam and have it be in accordance with Allah's satisfaction, because that's where true happiness lies. Keep smiling, and I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.